Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick again. I'm still here at 4 Networking in Twickenham, and I've met another really interesting chap. This chap's called Sunil Mirza.
Misra.
Right. Sunil Misra, sorry.
That's okay.
From a company called Nuage, which is French for cloud, isn't it?
That's right. Yes.
But known as New Age by those not in the know.
Absolutely.
And there's a bit of a clue there, isn't there, Sunil? Your business is all about cloud computing.
That's right.
Now, I wonder if you could share with our listeners on why they should be interested in cloud computing for their business. What's it going to do for them?
Okay, cloud computing is a new way of delivering what we call essential IT services. So it's the things that most businesses need, which is basically email, file server, document sharing, telephony, all the communication and collaboration stuff that most businesses need. And it's called cloud because all of the services are hosted in remote servers.
Oh, so it's all over the internet, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, internet, or it could be lease line, depending on how big the business is, or it could be VPNs. But essentially what it means is that you don't have to buy stuff and install it in your office. You can just rent the services you need on a pay-per-user-per-month basis, and all the stuff that you need is hosted remotely and it's maintained and managed remotely. So it just removes all the headaches that you would otherwise have to have.
So you haven't got to maintain the hardware to put it on.
Exactly.
You haven't got to buy the software to run on it.
Exactly.
It comes with it.
Yep.
All you need to worry about really is the bandwidth and the number of users that you've got.
Absolutely, yeah.
But things like backups and stuff and disaster recovery management, you do all of that?
Yeah. But by virtue of the fact that the services are delivered from a remote data center or data centers, all these installations are backed up daily, so you get automatic backup daily. There's also duplication of sites, so if one site was bombed or burnt down, it would automatically link to another site. So everything is done to ensure continuity of service.
Right.
And because these services are delivered from professionally managed data centers, there are people on site who are trained to look after these systems. So reliability is infinitely increased, as well as security, data security, backups, everything really that ensures that your data and your systems are 99.9% up. I mean, nobody can promise 100%, although 100% is common, but 99.99% is typical. Of the reliability and the uptime.
That's absolutely incredible. So what you're really offering is that this sort of cloud computing services, you can let small businesses, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 people, or even more, ability to have an information management system of a big corporate.
Yes, absolutely right.
Yeah. But at a small business price.
Yes, I mean the beauty is that you don't have to buy stuff, so you're reducing capex, capital expenditure.
Yeah.
You don't have to maintain it, and you're just renting or buying what you need on a per user basis, on a monthly basis. So for example, if you suddenly went from 3 people to 4 people, you just add another person onto the services that you want. If you downsize from 10 people to 5 people, you just drop five of those services. So it's infinitely flexible from a commercial perspective.
So from a business strategic point of view, it's a good way to go for getting your managed IT services, is to actually look into cloud computing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is there one thing maybe you could share with our listeners on maybe the first thing they ought to be looking at or thinking about when they're considering cloud computing? What would that be?
I think it's to understand what their priority is, because most people have a priority on data security and safety, and cost is important, but it comes in at sort of second behind those issues. So it's all about business continuity, flexibility, and cost.
Right.
And invariably, cost they'll save, but potentially 20%, 30%, 40%, even 50% of the costs they would otherwise,
because you haven't got to pay for the infrastructure.
Exactly.
you haven't got to pay for the maintenance and the administration of that.
So
that's absolutely brilliant, Sunil. Thank you very much indeed. So where can we go and find more information out about your organisation?
If you go to the website, it's www.nuage-it.com,
and that's N-U-A-G-E
-it.com. Or you can give me a ring.
Okay,
all the information is on the website.
Brilliant. All right, okay, Sunil, thank you very much indeed.
Thank
Audio Boo, Ian McKendrick, over and out.
Thank you.